Have you ever felt like something inside of you is stirring? An inexplicable feeling that things are shifting in your life? It's as though your heart is awakening to a deeper reality, one that goes beyond the daily grind, beyond the mundane. If you've experienced this, you're not alone. Many people around the world, across different cultures and backgrounds, have felt this stirring, a call to awaken spiritually. But what does it mean to be spiritually awake? Is it just a fleeting feeling? Or is it the beginning of something profound? The Bible tells us that God is continually at work in our lives, calling us to wake up to His truth, His love, and His purpose for our lives. In this script, we will explore seven signs of spiritual awakening, using examples from Scripture and real-life experiences to help you recognize and embrace this divine invitation. Seven signs of spiritual awakening you should know. 1. A deepening awareness of God's presence. The first sign of spiritual awakening is a growing awareness of God's presence in your life. This isn't just about believing that God exists, it's about experiencing His presence in a real and tangible way. You start to notice God in the little things, in the beauty of nature, in the kindness of others, and in the quiet moments of reflection. This awareness often begins with a simple but profound realization. God is with you. In the Bible, we see this awareness in the life of Jacob. After deceiving his brother Esau and fleeing for his life, Jacob found himself alone in the wilderness. One night, as he slept with a stone for a pillow, he had a dream in which he saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven, with angels ascending and descending on it. At the top of the ladder stood the Lord, who spoke to Jacob and reaffirmed his covenant with Abraham and Isaac. When Jacob awoke, he realized that he had been in the presence of God. He exclaimed, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it," Genesis 28 verse 16, NIV. This was a turning point for Jacob, a moment of spiritual awakening. He set up a stone as a memorial and called the place Bethel, which means house of God. Jacob's experience reminds us that God is always present, even when we are unaware. A spiritual awakening begins when we start to recognize and acknowledge His presence in our daily lives. This awareness can lead to a deeper relationship with God as we begin to see Him in everything and understand that He is actively involved in our lives. 2. An intense desire for truth and righteousness. Another sign of spiritual awakening is an intense desire for truth and righteousness. When you are spiritually awakened, you begin to crave what is true, good, and just. You develop a hunger for God's word, and you seek to live according to His principles. This desire often leads to a transformation in your life, as you start to align your thoughts, words, and actions with God's will. This desire for truth and righteousness is exemplified in the life of King David. David, known as a man after God's own heart, 1 Samuel 13 verse 14, constantly sought God's guidance and direction. In Psalm 119, David expresses his deep longing for God's truth. "Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies." Psalm 119 verses 97 to 98, NIV. David's passion for God's word and his commitment to righteousness set him apart as a leader and a servant of God. Even when he sinned, David's heart was quick to repent and return to God, as seen in Psalm 51, where he pleads for mercy and cleansing after his sin with Bathsheba. A spiritually awakened person, like David, is drawn to God's truth and seeks to live a life that reflects His righteousness. This desire is not born out of legalism or a sense of duty, but out of a deep love for God and a genuine longing to please Him. 3. A heart filled with compassion and love. As you become more spiritually awakened, you will notice a change in your heart, a heart that is increasingly filled with compassion and love for others. This is a natural result of being in God's presence and experiencing His love. As you receive His love, it overflows into your relationships with others, leading you to care deeply about their well-being. Jesus is the ultimate example of compassion and love. Throughout His ministry, Jesus demonstrated a profound love for people, especially those who were marginalized, oppressed, or in need. In Matthew 9 verse 36, we read, "When He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd," NIV. Jesus' heart was moved by the suffering of others, and he responded with acts of healing, teaching, and service. The parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10 verses 25 to 37, further illustrates the importance of compassion. In this story, Jesus challenges the cultural norms of his time by highlighting the actions of a Samaritan, someone who was despised by the Jews, who showed mercy to a wounded traveler. The Samaritan's compassion and willingness to help someone in need serve as a model for us today. When you are spiritually awake, you begin to see people through God's eyes, with a heart of compassion and love. You are moved to act, to serve, and to make a difference in the lives of others. This love is not limited to those who are easy to love. It extends even to those who may be difficult or different from you. As Jesus taught in Matthew 5 verse 44, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you," NIV. A spiritually awakened heart is a heart that loves without limits. 4. A sense of inner peace and joy ". One of the most beautiful signs of spiritual awakening is the experience of inner peace and joy, even in the midst of life's challenges. This peace is not dependent on external circumstances. It is a gift from God that comes from knowing Him and trusting in His sovereignty. The Apostle Paul, who faced numerous trials and hardships, is a powerful example of someone who experienced this inner peace and joy. In Philippians 4 verses 11 to 13, Paul writes, "I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength," NIV. Paul's contentment and joy were rooted in his relationship with Christ. He understood that true peace and joy come not from the absence of problems, but from the presence of God in our lives. This is why he could encourage the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4 verse 4, NIV, even while he was in prison. Jesus also spoke about this peace in John 14 verse 27, saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid," NIV. This peace is a hallmark of spiritual awakening, a deep, abiding sense of calm that comes from trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness. Joy, too, is a fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23, and is often experienced by those who are spiritually awakened. This joy is not a fleeting emotion but a deep, abiding sense of happiness that comes from knowing that you are loved by God and that He is in control of your life. As Nehemiah 8 verse 10 reminds us, "The joy of the Lord is your strength," NIV. 5. A desire to serve and fulfill God's purpose. When you are spiritually awakened, you develop a strong desire to serve others and fulfill the purpose that God has for your life. This desire is often accompanied by a sense of calling, a deep conviction that God has a specific plan for your life and that you are meant to make a difference in the world. This sense of calling is evident in the life of the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 6, we read about Isaiah's vision of the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. In this awe-inspiring encounter, Isaiah becomes acutely aware of his own sinfulness and the holiness of God. Yet, when the Lord asks, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Isaiah responds without hesitation, "Here am I. Send me." Isaiah 6 verse 8, NIV. Isaiah's willingness to serve and fulfill God's purpose for his life is a hallmark of spiritual awakening. When you are awakened to the reality of God's love and grace, you cannot help but respond with a desire to serve Him and others. This service is not about earning God's favor, but about expressing your gratitude and love for Him. Jesus Himself modeled this servant-heartedness. In Mark 10 verse 45, He said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many," NIV. As followers of Christ, we are called to follow His example by serving others and using our gifts and talents to fulfill God's purpose for our lives. 6. A desire for deeper prayer and communion with God. Another sign of spiritual awakening is a growing desire for deeper prayer and communion with God. As you become more spiritually aware, you begin to crave time in God's presence, seeking Him not just for what He can do for you, but for who He is. Prayer becomes more than a routine or obligation. It becomes a lifeline, a way to connect with the One who loves you unconditionally. Jesus often withdrew to solitary places to pray, Luke 5 verse 16, showing us the importance of spending time alone with God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, before His crucifixion, Jesus prayed earnestly, saying, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done," Luke 22 verse 42, NIV. This prayer reveals the depth of Jesus' relationship with the Father and His submission to God's will. The Apostle Paul also emphasized the importance of prayer in the life of a believer. In Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, he wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus," NIV. A spiritually awakened person understands that prayer is not just about asking for things. It is about cultivating a relationship with God. It is about listening to His voice, surrendering to His will, and trusting in His promises. As you grow in your spiritual journey, you will find that your desire for prayer and communion with God becomes stronger, and your time spent in His presence becomes more precious. 7. A sense of urgency to share the gospel. The final sign of spiritual awakening is a sense of urgency to share the gospel with others. When you experience the life-changing love of God and the power of His salvation, you cannot keep it to yourself. You feel compelled to share the good news with others, knowing that they, too, need to experience God's grace and love. This urgency is evident in the life of the Apostle Paul, who devoted his life to spreading the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16, Paul wrote, "For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." Neve. Paul understood the importance of sharing the message of salvation and was willing to endure hardship, persecution, and imprisonment to fulfill this calling. Jesus, before His ascension, gave His disciples the Great Commission. "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you," Matthew 28 verses 19 to 20, NIV. This command is not just for the apostles, it is for all believers. A spiritually awakened person recognizes the urgency of this mission and takes seriously the call to be a witness for Christ. As you reflect on these 7 signs of spiritual awakening, take a moment to consider where you are on your spiritual journey. Are you experiencing a deepening awareness of God's presence? Do you have a hunger for truth and righteousness? Is your heart filled with compassion and love? Are you experiencing inner peace and joy, even in difficult times? Do you feel a desire to serve others and fulfill God's purpose for your life? Are you drawn to deeper prayer and communion with God? And finally, do you feel an urgency to share the gospel with others? If you recognize these signs in your life, rejoice. God is awakening your spirit and drawing you closer to Himself. Embrace this awakening and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into a deeper relationship with God. If you haven't yet experienced these signs, don't be discouraged. God is patient and loving, and He desires to awaken your spirit as well. Seek Him with all your heart, and He will reveal Himself to you. In Ephesians 5 verse 14, Paul writes, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you," NIV. This is a call to all of us, to wake up from spiritual slumber and embrace the abundant life that God has for us. May you be encouraged and inspired as you continue on your journey of spiritual awakening, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.